mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. I'm back from 9 to midnight. We're here, my friends. Thank you for joining us on this April 4th, 2005 edition. We're going to have wide open phones for the rest of this hour. We got a guest coming up about the latest developments, not just in staged media groups and staged media buys by this government, both Republicans and Democrats, though Bush is expanding it like never before, but also fake grassroots organizations concerning electronic voting, fake grassroots organizations pushing for electronic no-record voting machines. Also, I want to get into, obviously, Pope John Paul II is dead. Draft may be needed in a year, military analysts warn. I'll cover this when we get back. Some good news with major states now moving to throw out the Patriot Act. But right now, let's go back to your calls. Let's talk to John in California. Go ahead, John.
Good day. John Connor here, author of the Resistance Manifesto. Good morning, sir.
Hello, John Connor. Are you even busy battling the Terminators?
So to speak. Actually, it's interesting because you were speaking about the Foster Miller hunter-killer robots, which are actually the precursor to that. But first of all, I just want to thank you. You're a beacon of truth out there, and our prayers go out to you. And I want to just speak for 30 seconds on the Georgia Guidestones, if I could, sir.
Oh, where they say they're going to kill us down to 500 mil?
Yeah, basically, for your listeners who aren't aware, the Georgia Guidestones are an enormous 19-foot-tall granite monument built 25 years ago where the first commandment is to, yeah, maintain the population at 500 million. Talks about creating a world court, uniting us with a world language. They're the Illuminati's Ten Commandments. You were talking about them in 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny. Basically, the resistance is calling for their removal. We're launching a national campaign to have these satanic Ten Commandments removed, along with our boycott of the
Well, it's also very secretive who owns the property in the Guidestones.
Well, yeah, actually, yeah. Let me get into that for a second. The man who paid for these things came into the Elberton Granite Association anonymously, and he paid for them under a pseudonym of R.C. Christian. Many people think that that's Roman Catholic Christian, but it's actually Rose Cross Christian, going back to the Rosicrucians, sort of a Masonic, cultic, 15th, 16th century occult organization. So nobody in the town of Elberton knows who paid for these things. The original file from the Granite Association who created them was given to this individual upon completion. So since 1980, nobody knows who this man is.
But who owns the property? That'll tell you.
Well, I investigated this. The property was deeded to the city by an individual, and the city now owns that property. It's sitting on a five-acre plot.
But who deeded the property? That'll be your connection.
Yeah, I do have that connection. I don't have
that is your link.
Well, his name was Wayne Malamu, but he was out of town, and I've interviewed him. He was out of town the day that Mr. Christian came in, and from what I can gather, he wanted Mr. Christian to complete the monument because it's an expensive project for the association, and he would have been doing the engraving. Now, many people say that, oh, that's it's a publicity stunt from these individuals to create an aura for the Granite Association. And that's one way to look at it. But I believe that he deeded the land to the city so that the project would go ahead, so that Mr. Christian would pay for it. This construction project.
And we've got to ask, why does the city have an occult monument?
Well, we don't know. And Mr. Christian says that he chose the city of Elberton because his grandmother was from the city. Now, we know that the Illuminati and the globalists like to put things in our face, but then their doublespeak, their spin, makes other people say, oh, well, that's okay, this is the real reason for that. And so part of the reason why this small town was chosen is because Elberton is the Granite Association of the world. So to diffuse the conspiracy, people will just go and say, oh, that's
just a stay there. We've got a break, but I'll let you finish up on the other side. Stay with us, folks.
What really happened September 11th and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're now into the second segment of the second hour. 8 minutes, 30 seconds in. Senate opens the door to alien amnesty. Doesn't matter if 80-plus percent of you don't want that, and it's totally unconstitutional. They just don't care. Another article here. Photo of Marines banned due to guns. Students invited to create montage showing activities of graduates. So, see, there's the mind control. You can have weapons and bombs and violent video games, but high school seniors can't put the little section on the back of the yearbook, something they've always done, of, oh, here's graduates from 2 years ago. Oh, look, they're in the Marines, and here they are with their guns. See, mind control. You're arrested if you write the word gun. But then at the same time, if you're walking around the school saying, I'm going to shoot and kill everybody, they just leave you alone magically. But you write a fiction story about zombies attacking an imaginary school, you get arrested. See, this is all staged, folks. This is modern mind control. No other way to put it. Going back to John in California, he called in the last segment, for those that just joined us, talking about the Georgia Guidestones. And the Guidestones, they won't tell you who owns them, why they're there, now on city property. And on it is all this occultic numerology and language and keep the world population at 500 million. World population's at 6.3 billion right now. So that's an 80, plus percent reduction. And Ted Turner and Prince Philip and Jacques Cousteau and all these famous people call for it. And the caller, everything he said checks out because I've researched it. He was saying that he's been researching it and had some more comments for us. But here it is now owned by the city there. And finish up what you were saying, John.
There is a link, at least last week, on Infowars.com called Dismantling the Georgia Guidestones. And it goes into somewhat detail about the resistance campaign to have them removed, about the history of the Guidestones. It was posted from the Canadian Free Press last week. And can I just take 30 seconds and plug the Resistance Manifesto, sir?
And that's your website?
It's the book. It's the ResistanceManifesto.com is the website. And it is a book. It's going to be about 400 pages. It'll be released next month. And it is the Resistance Manifesto, the Manifesto of the Global Resistance. And while your films are tremendous in an incredible way to get the word out and fight the globalists and expose the New World Order, the manifesto goes into creating the New World Order, the satanic elements within it, the ideologies, the philosophies. And then it gets into the neural interfaces, the Orwellian aspects of the New World Order that are going to be coming into the next 10 or 15 years. And you've been talking about the neural interfaces and the transhumanist movement and all these things. And it is just time, and we're recruiting soldiers just like yourself. Anyone interested, log on to the Resistance Manifesto.
Sir, that's fine. I appreciate the call. I got a couple calls last week plugging this, and it's fine to plug stuff. But when it just becomes, you know, purely a plug, I mean, I'll definitely check it out and maybe have you on as a guest, sir. But the way to do that is to send me a copy when it comes out, and perhaps we'll have you on as a guest. Sounds interesting, though, and more power to you, my friend. Gave you about 7-8 minutes. So I need to move on now. Let's go ahead now and talk to KC in Texas. KC, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. A couple of things I want to see if maybe you could confirm or disconfirm. I've been here about... an uncle of mine lives in Arizona. He told my mother about a month ago that he's been seeing an awful lot of people crossing the border because they see them all the time that actually don't look Mexican. They look from the Middle East. And he said he's kind of getting worried about it. We should watch the news. And I've been hearing him talking about beefing up, putting guys down there to watch the border. But I haven't heard anything about them seeing anybody that looked Middle Eastern. Have you heard anything like that?
Yeah, let me just go over the facts for you. Do you want to get this answer on air or off air? Sir? Do you want this answer on air or off air, KC? We'll let him go then. well, there's probably been, I don't know, 30, 40 mainstream news articles the last 6 months of Syrians with terrorist connections, Iranians, people from Sudan, you name it. They have caught, what, last year alone, 3,000 Arabic Muslims coming across the Texas border alone, and they don't even deport them. Once they're here, they just release them, if the Border Patrol happens to catch them. They had an attempted hijacking shortly after 9/11 in Arizona at a little airport there. That was in local newspapers, but the local airport owners were told to shut up about it. Thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands, 6,000 people, 6,000 Arabs were caught coming across in 2003. Don't have the numbers yet for 04. In Cochise County alone, where 3 million illegal aliens come across each year. They go back and forth. They're in Cochise County, Arizona, and that's where the Minutemen are, about 1,200 strong American citizens, and now over 30 aircraft flying the border, simply calling Border Patrol and telling them to do their job. And Bush, 2 weeks ago, or a week and a half ago, called them vigilantes, called them bad people, and all they're doing is sitting on private ranches and in national parks and state lands where citizens are allowed to go, and videotaping and with cell phones, sitting up on platforms and calling the Border Patrol and saying, come do your job. And they're doing this along the border in Cochise County, the biggest hot spot in the country, though California's bad, the Texas border's bad, the New Mexico border's bad. but it's really bad there in Arizona. And the Mexican government puts out manuals of how to get into the U.S., how to vote, how to take the country over. Mecha is a Hispanic Ku Klux Klan group, says they're going to kill all the white people. I've got their manuals with images of M16s and cutting white people's heads off and murdering us. And they've got all the big Fortune 500 people giving them millions of dollars. La Raza isn't quite as bad, but their group means the race. And they say, if you don't like it, get out. And this is going to be a place for Mexicans. I mean, imagine if a white organization tried this. And by the way, Mexico, it was a bunch of scrub brush. Nobody wanted this. The French couldn't keep it. Then you had it. Santa Anna invited the Kentuckians and others and the Tennesseans in because your people couldn't keep it from the Comanches. And my ancestors could, even though some of my ancestors were Native American. Point is that's what really happened. You don't own this land. If anybody does, it's the Native Americans. They're the true indigenous people. So just shut up. I'm sick of it. There wasn't a magic Aztec kingdom in the Guadalupe Mountains, as you claim. I mean, it is just crazy. It's totally insane. But big money funds all this. So the government's saying Al Qaeda has snuck across the border. They're going to attack schools and shopping malls in the Southwest. Give up all your rights. We need metal detectors in all the schools and in all the malls and armed guards everywhere. And you'll have to have an RFID in your driver's license, which they're now about to pass, to scan you when you walk in. And kind of a passive system to make sure you're allowed in the mall. I mean, this is being proposed by the FBI last year. But the border, when Congress added an additional 2,000 Border Patrol just to replace what left to go be air marshals, where they get a lot more money each year, $24,000 a year increase in pay starting, Bush said, nope, we're not giving that money for Border Patrol. We don't need more Border Patrol. They want a third world population. So for all the Hispanics who have gotten really aggressive, militant, clannish, I would say, and I've bullhorned the Ku Klux Klan, and I've bullhorned you. I've bullhorned Mecha, and I've bullhorned the Klan, and I've bullhorned Vicente Fox, and I'll bullhorn you. You're racist. I just want to point out that your groups are funded by the major Fortune 500. I mean, nobody gets funding like you. Now, why are a bunch of old white men funding you? Because they hate this country and they're going to break it down. So you can have your pride salved, or you can join the real resistance against the New World Order, and none of us will be peons. Or we can all be peons like the poor slaves in Mexico. So my hand is out to you if you want to break your conditioning and join me. Right next to me. Don't get behind me. Get right next to me. And I will embrace you in the fight against the New World Order. Or you can be a bunch of idiots, and you can go along with what you're doing. Okay? I'm sorry that the Texans beat you. I'm sorry you've got some 175, 180-year-old pride thing going. Okay? It doesn't matter. Santa Anna was a dictator. You later overthrew him. Okay? And I know Mexicans weren't treated perfectly in this country. Well, you're not treated perfectly in your own country. Let's all stand up for everybody's rights, all right? You can either be used as a tool of the New World Order, or we can save this country together. Just don't be stupid. All right, we'll break. I'm going to come back with news about the national draft, Pope John Paul II, the latest Terry Schiavo information. It just gets worse and worse. Won't let him go to the funeral. Going to have a secret funeral. Michael Schiavo is a piece of work. And then we'll go to KC, or anyone to KC. We'll go to Michael, Charlie, and many others. Toll-free number to join us. Always a good idea to give that number out. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And the websites, again, are prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. My new film, Martial Law, is now out on DVD. It is a little over 3 hours long. It's my best work, and it's a great deal, so get it today. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there's an assault upon America's freedom of religion by the United Nations Genocide Convention Treaty? The laws are called hate crime laws. These laws will eventually shut down Christianity in America by accusing Christians of hate crimes. These laws are already being used in Canada, Britain, Australia, and Sweden against Christians for reading certain Bible passages. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cardivite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cardivite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cardivite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cardivite. We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is the natural thing.
To the edge like
you've never seen. Makes you feel cool. Go to fights. All right, Mike, Charlie, Ed, Tim, Rick, everybody, your calls are coming up in the next segment. I'm going to plunge back into the news now, though. This is out of the Arizona Republic. We've got this guy coming on Wednesday. One of the experts they quote in here, draft may be needed in a year, military analysts warn. So they shut up the draft boards again, doubled the funding for selective service. All the Pentagon experts are saying they need a draft. They've got the bills introduced on both sides of the aisle in both the House and Senate, but it is listed as an urban legend by the Urban Legend website. Just like government ever being corrupt is listed as an urban legend. No, government's only good. And conspiracies don't exist, even though there's thousands of people charged every year with conspiracy. But
They have to have a draft. And that'll come after the convenient terror attack. And then, well, I thought we'd never need it, but we better go ahead and do it to fight Al-Qaeda. But the border had to stay wide open. And but meanwhile, there's all these editorials. I mean, every day or two, I see an editorial why we need a draft. But it doesn't exist. We need one, but if you... But this is psychological warfare. Then when we resist, they go, it doesn't exist. Shut up. If American forces aren't pulling out of Iraq in a year, a draft will be needed to meet manpower requirements, military analysts warned Wednesday. With recruitment lagging and no end in sight for U.S. forces in Iraq, the breaking point for the nation's all-volunteer military will be mid-06, and if they invade Iran and Syria, it'll be now, agreed Lawrence Korb, a draft opponent and assistant defense secretary in the Reagan administration. And Philip Carter, a conscription advocate and former Army captain. We've got Mr. Carter coming on. America's all-volunteer military simply cannot deploy and sustain enough troops to succeed in places like Iraq while still deterring threats elsewhere in the world, Carter announced in the March issue of the Washington Monthly. Korb is a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress, a liberal think tank and senior advisor to the Center for Defense Information. Carter is an attorney who writes on military affairs for TheSlate.com and other media. They debated at a symposium on the draft last Wednesday. While conceding that the Army, Marines, the National Guard, and Army Reserves, the branches serving mostly in Iraq, face recruitment difficulties, military officials have denied any plans to revive the draft, which was replaced by an all-volunteer force in 1973. The D word is the farthest thing from my thoughts, Army Secretary Francis Harvey said at the Pentagon press briefing last week. He said the all-volunteer force has proven its value and applauded the performance of soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan. But Secretary of Defense, little minion, a few years ago, White, Secretary of the Army, said they needed a draft and needed 400,000 plus troops to do the right job in Iraq. And they're beating the drum to invade Iran and Syria every day. How are they going to do that? And it's unbelievable. When you get over there, there's no difference between the active and the reserves, the National Guard. The quality is high across the board. It's seamless, he said. During his re-election campaign, President Bush declared flatly that he would not reinstate the draft and that there is little support for conscription on Capitol Hill. Today, no leading politician in either party will come anywhere near the idea, the first having replaced Social Security as the third rail of American politics, wrote Carter. However, the analyst said that the all-volunteer Army is on the verge of breaking. Under current circumstances, the 3rd Infantry Division, based in Fort Stewart, Georgia, and the 4th Infantry Division, based in Fort Hood, Texas, are among the units that are being sent back for the second tour in Iraq. And, of course, the National Guard historically is in-country. They've told them 2-year service isn't enough. They're going to be looking at 4-year service, which nobody psychologically, in the aggregate, no army can handle that. Shifting gears to the real threat to sovereignty, Senate opens door to alien amnesty. Wonder why. The Senate is bracing for its first fight over amnesty. No one's for it, but they don't care. For illegal immigrants in nearly 10 years after the chamber's parliamentarian ruled that a debate over granting legal status to illegal agricultural workers will be allowed on the pending emergency spending bill. And it doesn't have to do with agricultural workers. It says anybody who's been here can then just suddenly become legal. That's what Bush wants, amnesty. The $81 billion spending bill covers costs associated with the war on terror. Yeah, it gives you a national ID card, but not for the illegals. And the House already passed a version with provisions restricting asylum claims and cracking down on illegal immigrants' ability to get driver's license. Again, you read that and it sounds good. It doesn't really do that. It makes it easier for them to get driver's license, as Ron Paul has said. It makes it harder for citizens. And it allows illegals to get driver's license, hence legalizing them. So I guess in a double think way, it does crack down on illegals by making them all legal. That does kind of fix the problem. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
Founding fathers, all those that sacrificed that we could have some semblance of liberty. The people that attack America can point out that this country isn't perfect. They can point out that, America has violated people's rights and freedoms. Yes, but we were the ideal that then spread across the world to try to restrict enslavement and feudal serfdom. Now it's being replaced under new terms, new names. But bottom line, we have a global corporate elite that is not free market and socialized the population to get us domesticated. Now that things have been socialized, private corporations are taking on government responsibilities and government ownership of these institutions that we've paid for and built, and are basically now removing our liberties and freedoms and calling it security, calling it safety, calling it paying your fair share. And it's all completely transparent. It's all a fraud. I mean, give up your liberty because the terrorists are about to attack you, but meanwhile the borders are wide open? I mean, how much more transparent does this have to get? We're going to go to Michael and Charlie and Ed and Tim and Rick and others here in a second. I do want to get into the Pope calls for a new world order. I wanted to go back over some of the things that Pope John Paul said and did, Pope John Paul II, Also, screened audiences, fake news, promote Bush agenda. More on that. Some good news. Montana legislature to issue strong rebuke of Patriot Act. Terry Schiavo autopsy photos, that is fake ones, circulate on the internet. Quite grisly. And more news on these robotic soldiers. The Army is developing this out of the Associated Press. That and a lot more. Before I go back to your calls, my new film, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, the full title, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, is out. And it's really three films in one. The latest police state developments, the hover blimps, the sound cannons, the police in the black uniforms, arresting reporters and peaceful protesters. That's the first 35 minutes. We then spend an hour on 9/11 and what really happened, detailing how the globalists carried the attacks out. Then we spend an hour looking at the philosophy, the ideology of the globalist, the Bush-Nazi connection, the Arnold-Nazi connection. It's just so much, folks, so much powerful info. It's the best video I've ever made. 3 hours long, a little over 3 hours on DVD, 2 hours, 35 minutes on VHS. The film is now available. Learn the secret that holds the future of the earth in its grasp. Get Martial Law today. A bunch of other big discounts on my other films. Save $18 if you get three of my videos, three of any of the titles I've produced or other titles we carry. We got great videos like Jews, the Preservation of Firearms Ownerships, Innocence Betrayed, How 100 Million People Were Killed After State-Sponsored Gun Control. That video comes with three free booklets when you order it. There's just so many great videos, books, T-shirts, you name it, on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The toll-free number to order any of the videos, if you don't want to order via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart, is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, or PrisonPlanet.tv for all 12 of my films, my weekly TV reports, dozens of other films, just over 100 audio interviews. It just gets bigger each week, PrisonPlanet.tv. Hard to believe the one-year anniversary of PrisonPlanet.tv is coming up in about a month. So PrisonPlanet.tv. Monthly and yearly subscriptions, sign up today, ladies and gentlemen. But I don't care if you share your passcode with a couple people. Just don't give it to everybody or I won't be able to afford the bandwidth. But you know, we've got four servers now running the websites. Four big servers, by the way. Let's go to calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Michael in Rhode Island. Welcome, sir.
Alex, I'm going to be right there on the line with you, brother. I just have two quick questions for you first. Number one is in regards to the Free State Project. I heard from a friend of mine, Tom, who also listens to your show, that you did not think New Hampshire would be a good candidate state for the project. If that's true, I'd like to hear justification behind that. Number two is in regards to Neil Bork. I saw the confrontation you had with him in New York City at Ground Zero. I'm just curious if you took him up on his offer to be on his show. He said he wouldn't hit you with a kill switch.
Yes, I did email Neil Bortz, and he never emailed back, but I don't think that's because he's dishonest. He probably didn't read the email, and I really don't have time to chase hosts down to go on their radio shows. And for those that haven't seen the Neil Bortz confrontation, that's not in the film, though it's on the web. Neil Bortz is a big talk show host, probably the, 12th largest show in the country, I think he's listed as. And I'm at Ground Zero, and there's Neil Bortz kind of laughing at me at a distance, so I walk over to him, and I go, okay, defend your ideas on 9/11. He goes, no, pay me $2,000 an hour, and I will talk to you. And I said, well, you can't defend your ideas. Then I talked about something else, and he was happy to talk. And I just showed how he's another phony conservative, and it's an interesting piece of video. And I brought up Operation Northwoods, the official U.S. government plan to carry out 9/11-style attacks, and he didn't want to talk about it.
In regards to the Free State Project in New Hampshire? As the
It was probably 10 months ago that I was talking about Free State Project, and I don't fully like the views of it, and I think getting everybody to move to one state is a dangerous precedent. And I was saying the East Coast is too populous. I don't know if I said New Hampshire wouldn't be a good candidate. I don't know what piece of info I was looking at the time. But New Hampshire has Clause 10 in its state constitution called Right to Revolt. And the week before 9/11, I was having a train of selectmen's mayors on, and the majority of the cities were about to vote to pull out of the union because of, quote, the New World Order and land rights issues, which I think is a great idea. I think a few states pulling out to threaten the New World Order, to show people that how serious this is, and it can happen, by the way, folks. It's very popular. I think it should happen. Not in the context of the Southwest, though, becoming kind of the hegemon of Latin America, which the globalists plan. I'm talking about Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado, New Hampshire, Vermont pulling out, and perhaps selectively under the Constitution, even still paying taxes, but saying we don't follow your interstate commerce, we don't go along with these wars, you know, basically re-upping their state sovereignty, so a limited secession, which is what we had under the 13 colonies, was independent states, you know, as part of a commission, really. I think New Hampshire would be excellent. I don't know why I said that at the time, but I disagree with the Alex Jones of 10 months ago, if that is the case. Anything else?
Yeah, the only thing I have to say in defense of the Free State Project is it's not moving everyone. There's 20,000 liberty activists, and we have to fight this thing one state at a time. One state.
I know, but my idea of liberty isn't aborting children. My idea of liberty isn't injecting heroin.
Right, exactly.
But now, I am for drug decriminalization because the globalists who deal the drugs want it illegal to jack up prices.
And there are libertarians for life. There's a libertarian sect that is very pro-life.
No, I know, but the Libertarian Party is run by liberal infiltrators. Thanks for the call. And again, you can call me a libertarian on many views. So many of the libertarians at the fore, at the front right now, just are despicable creatures. Let's go ahead now and... take another call here. Charlie and Mass, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to make a few comments about the Pope. Like you and many of your listeners, you know, I don't have a problem with Catholic people, obviously. But like with any other globalist institution, the problem emanates from the top. And
well, it's just history. With any big, complex, wealthy organization, power corrupts, absolute power corrupts, absolutely. And... you're absolutely right that, I mean, that's how entropy works. Anything big tends to become corrupt. Look at our own government.
Exactly. And, you know, going back to John Paul I, who served, what, for like a month or something, I'm not saying that this last pope was involved in his death, but there's no question it's been well documented. The man was murdered. He was planning on...
Yeah, he was Italian.
Yeah, and he had stated that one of the things he wanted to accomplish in his pontificate was to clean up the Vatican Bank, for example. He said there was a lot of corruption, and he also said that he planned to pretty much keep the church to itself. He didn't want it to be involved in, you know, politics or in other churches' matters. You know, in other words, he wasn't...
Ecumenicalism.
Ecumenical, right. And that's not the direction that they wanted the church to go, obviously. So, and this current pope, last pope who just died, John Paul II, obviously met that criteria. So it's someone they wanted
in
there.
Yeah, that's why he was in the office for 26 years.
Right. And the thing I wanted to point out is he was every bit as much a globalist as you know, the leaders of our country in England. And he was also a supporter of the UN. If you probably remember back in the early 90s, Robert Mueller.
Yeah, 1996, he had the trip to the U.S. to celebrate the UN.
Right. He actually spoke at the UN, too.
Well, I'm not going to get into, especially after the guy just died, I'm not going to get into
because
I have a... Well, let me just comment. I'm not going to get into a bashing fest here because Protestants have their own, you know, I mean, let's get the 2x4 out of our own eye before we...
Sure.
But certainly, he sent out mixed signals. I mean, he was pro-New World Order, but then at the same time, he was against the Iraq War. But that's probably more good. You know, I'm going to get a real expert on this, and I know Hutton Gibson's like the head of the Catholic organization that...
Yeah,
you know, tries to keep the older values in. I'm going to get Hutton on the show if I'm able to. I haven't talked to Hutton in months. Plus, I want to say hi to Hutton. I know he's a regular listener. If he's in town, I want to say, you know, listen to local station in West Virginia. I want to say hi to Hutton and crew. And I do want to get Hutton on.
Oh, yeah. He'd be great for this. I just wanted to point out, there's an article here. I'm looking at it from CNN's website, January 1st of last year. And it just says, the title of it was Pope Calls for a New World Order. And the first paragraph ends with this statement that the Pope calls for respect for international law and the creation of a new world order based on the goals of the United Nations.
No, so clearly, I know. Yeah, I hear you. Thanks for the call. This is from Associated Press, March 9th, 2005. And so they have reposted this, because he said it about a year before that. He said it on January 1st, 2004. Pope John Paul II rang in the new year Thursday with a renewed call for peace in the Middle East and Africa and the creation of a new world order based on respect for the dignity of man and equality among nations. John Paul presided over the morning mass outside St. Peter's Basilica to mark the World Day of Peace, which the Roman Catholic Church celebrates every January 1st. He appeared in good form, delivering his entire homily in a strong and clear voice despite a tiring holiday schedule. This year, John Paul directed his thoughts to continuing conflicts around the globe, but he stressed that to bring about peace, there needs to be a new respect for international law and the creation of a new international order based on the goals of the United Nations. He called for an order that is able to give adequate solutions to today's problems based on the dignity of human being, on an integral development of society and solidarity among nations rich and poor, i.e. global tax, on the sharing of resources, i.e. global tax, and extraordinary results of scientific and technical progress. So, I mean, we're just telling it like it is here. And again, I knew this would be brought up because, you know, he died Friday night's what we have been told, but they're saying he died Saturday. Fine, doesn't matter. And I don't know. We're going to go back to Charlie and Tim and Rick here in just a second. I want to get to screened audiences, fake news, promote Bush agenda. And then we'll come back to the next segment and take calls. This is out by Helen Thomas. Screened audiences, fake news, promote Bush agenda. And I know we talk about this a lot, but it's a big deal, folks. This is how controlled things are. President George W. Bush has learned to use the bully pulpit that the government's a powerful prerogative of all presidents. But this president has tried to tweak that power in ways that expand the definition of managed news. Let's start with his national campaign to change Social Security. As he travels around the nation to make his pitch that Social Security is in a crisis, the president is limiting his congregation to screened, sanitized audiences. Why does he sermonize on the subject only to carefully selected audiences? They go arrest people who have anti-Bush stickers in the crowd, but they advertise it as open to the public. These are people who are vetted to make sure they agree with the president's views. If they pass the test, the local Republican Party or the group sponsoring the event then issue tickets to the so-called town meetings or conversations with the president. Ask why the president speaks only to his supporters. White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan said Bush's intention is to educate the people. He probably meant indoctrinate. Is this the president of all the people or just some of the people who agree with him? Yeah, I went and protested Bill Clinton many times. They let us do it. Now they don't. It's bizarre. He's preaching to the choir, hardly the way to educate the public. Controlling his audience was a prime goal of Bush 04 presidential campaign, where the anti-war protesters were barred from his public appearances. People who openly disagreed with him were hustled out of the hall. And we're now seeing the same audience control when Bush speaks out about Social Security. The Secret Service and the White House aides apparently spend a lot of time trying to handpick those permitted to hear him. They also call up business owners and say, don't have anti-Bush signs in your windows. Bush seems satisfied that he has made Social Security a worry to people. That's the goal of his Sky is Falling campaign. But the president is not ready to handle genuine dialogue on the subject or deal with those opposed to his plan to particularly privatize the government pension program. Every administration tries to manage the message that the news media convey to the public about presidential policies, problems, and successes. But the Bush White House is pioneering new methods that steer the message management into outright government propaganda. The New York Times on March 13th published an in-depth report on how the administration is cranking up its public relations campaign to manipulate broadcast news by distributing prepackaged videos prepared by several federal agencies, including the Pentagon. These videos use phony reporters to tout the administration's position on major issues. Thinly staffed TV stations are only too happy to receive the free videos. They're not free, folks. They pay for them. Get it straight. Which they then pass along to viewers without any acknowledgement that the images and messages are government issued. Spokespersons for the major TV networks say they would never disseminate government-prepared videos on their news broadcasts, but some financially strapped affiliates apparently are willing to air them without identifying the sources. The government agencies say that it's up to the broadcast stations to attribute the origin of the report if they meant to do so. The practice is far over the ethical line. Shame on both the government agencies and the TV stations. The Government Accountability Office, the Congressional Investigative Unit, has ruled that such government videos represent covert propaganda and are illegal. But Bush says, I don't care. I'm going to keep doing it. We'll be back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns,
look, it's really
burns,
simple.
Burns,
the globalists control the almost all the major institutions. These institutions have little stage fights between themselves. They get you to put a label on yourself and your ideas, and then you switch off the thinking process and just get emotional like you're cheering on a football team. Our job is to get you to think outside the box and see the big picture. Does it give you more liberty or less liberty? That's how you look at government and institutions. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Tim in Ohio, then Rick, Sheldon, Chris, Ed, and others. Go ahead, Tim.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I called you last week, and I mentioned about the South Park episode.
Where they basically make fun of Terry Schiavo Schindler?
The whole situation. Yeah, the episode started out as a quest for a video game and a player. And, of course, the little Kenny character always gets killed in that. They were about to... and the game was the final battle between heaven and hell, of all things cryptic. They showed Satan in hell gathering his forces to attack heaven. The Satan was counseled by an old man in a black robe. And they had some really interesting things. And just like you say, they were trying to get people into this political box. They said, well, you know, they were wrong for all the right reasons, and we were right for all the wrong reasons. And the moral of the story was, they weren't playing God when they took the tube out. They were playing God when they put the tube in, which once
again... And so the devil was right. Did they take the tube out?
Yeah, they took it out.
Of course. And then the devil was bad, but he was doing good, though.
It's just unbelievable.
That's... Sounds like par for the course to me.
And I think I mentioned to you last week just the timing of it, because you know how long it takes to put a show together. And for something like that, and they've been all advertised as new episodes.
Well, I'm not an expert on South Park, but I think they can do those pretty quick because they just do paper cutouts, and then the guys that created it voice it.
Right, but you're talking about like 12 days, you know? I mean, and interesting, too, talking about that, what, the 13th day she died, she took the tube out?
I think they knew, though, that they were going to be taking her tube out soon, so they...
And they might have just had it sitting around. But interesting numbers, too, like the number 9 for 9 in the morning and 05. Now, didn't you say that Skull and Bones goes on like 5 minutes ahead of the rest of the world?
Yes.
So there's all kind of cryptic things in the timing of it. And I question the fact
that... The 13th, yeah.
Yeah, the parents were asked to leave right before she died, supposedly, and... They said that Michael Schiavo was clinging to her when she died, and you know I'm not accusing anyone of anything, but I'm just saying anyone clinging to a woman in her condition could have easily snuffed out whatever breathing she was trying to accomplish.
All right, thanks for the call. I mean, I'll tell you, he won't let the family. She's going to be buried outside Philadelphia. He won't let the family come to the funeral or know where she's going to be buried. That's vicious. Wouldn't let him be in the room. And we have a sworn affidavit from a nurse that he would kick her out, and then they'd come in and Terry'd be crying, and her blood sugar would plunge to beneath the scale, and that she believed he was injecting her with insulin. And then here he is kicking everybody out, and she dies. I don't know. Let's just ignore a sworn affidavit. Let me tell you, a nurse usually swears out an affidavit on you. You're going to have the cops investigating, because that's a medical worker, and you should. But not in this case. Not in this case. He's got friends in low places. We're going to break, and then we'll come back and go to Rick and Sheldon and Chris and Ed. We got Brad Friedman, a journalist, coming on to talk about electronic voting machines. Not just fake newscasts and fake news propaganda and paid off members of the press, but fake grassroots organizations. There's lots of those as well. And we'll just have Brad on for about 30 minutes, and we'll continue with just all this other news. I want to talk about Sandy Berger pleads guilty to stealing classified documents and doesn't get in trouble. But you get caught stealing documents, you're going to go to prison for a long time. But not old Berg. Mr. Berger, we'll be right back. Berkey.